Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations North Huntington and the North Hills, as we write the final chapter on our 10 years, our anniversary party all day today. So many memories shared as we've had our sponsors step up and provide commercial free hours. And now we start to look ahead to what is hopefully another 90 years on the air, and then some, like our sister station next door, KDK AM. I think they're a little bit jealous, Chris, because they've got a 100th birthday this year, and they feel like we've gotten too much shine today for just 10 years, for just a decade.
I mean, everything that happens in the modern day, though, is magnified, you know, by a million. Like, 2 weeks now equates to what, like, 5 years used to be in the news cycle, so I think we've done well. Dick LeBeau wished us 100 more years.
And he'll be around to see it. No,
I was going to say, he'll be shooting like, I just fired a 68 at Pebble Beach. I'm 180 years old.
Ponce de LeBeau. He's right. Like, found the fountain of youth. I think gratitude is the first word that comes to mind, really, when I think of the last 10 years in patience. You know, we, the two of us, started really at the bottom of the heap, and we were the lowest on the totem pole. And thanks to listeners and, you know, courage by people who make decisions here, we've been able to stick around, and we're in a time slot now where we're able to share more of our thoughts and get more feedback from people, and with that comes more responsibility, and I'm absolutely, like, humbled and overwhelmed by that. I always wanted to work with you, and we eventually got our wish.
Yeah, I always...
With all due respect to Starkey and Cook, I love both of those guys. No, and I needed that. I needed that time with Cook to get here today. It was important. I needed his credibility. I needed to work with a guy that had a lot of oomph.
No, I mean, it was, yeah, I always wanted to work with you. That was not, like,
because we were friends.
Yeah, we were friends, you know.
We palled around going back to day one.
It's hard to pal around with people who are at a different place in their life and a different age, frankly.
In Joe's case, a guy, when you say that, you mean, like, somebody with idiosyncrasies who, if he gets stung by a bee, would die. Wasn't there a bug in his car that he wouldn't get in?
Joe called me and said he couldn't do the show one day at, like, 1 o'clock. Now, it was not abnormal for Joe not to be here at 1 o'clock for a 2 o'clock show. He said there was a spider in his car and that he couldn't get in the car because it was a humongous spider. I went and told our boss, Ryan, and he said, can you go help him get the spider out of his car? I said, I'll try. Joe lives, like, 5 minutes from the station. I saw it. It was a big spider, and I couldn't get it. It dug in deep in the car, right? And then it climbed up under the glove box. And I said, I'll drive you to work, and I'll drive you home. And then I'm busy trying to kill the spider again after work, outside of his house, drinking a beer. His wife went and got me a beer. They end up, the spider's just gone. It pops out while they're driving the next day. Long-distance road trip. She just stomps on it and kills it, which is the most on-brand thing for Joe's wife ever. But I needed to work with a guy before I worked with you who just would go at various junctures. I would say gratitude, too, in all seriousness. One, because I was 27 when I took over in afternoons, mm-hmm. which, and I don't mean this to, like, toot a horn. It's a young age to be in that position of responsibility.
For sure.
I know Giannotti Absolutely. Was in his late 20s, but in this business, it's usually somebody that's been around longer, so it was a leap of faith. I know I've given our old boss Ryan a hard time today, but he took a leap of faith for sure. And then the other thing I think would be the leap of faith everybody here has taken. I mean, one of the things that probably gets derisively thrown in my face, oh, you won a contest to get on the air. Well, I did. And, like, I could understand if they wanted to say, like, you didn't do any of the formal dues paying. You didn't really have, like, a background having worked on the back end as a producer, as anything else, doing updates, reporting. They just kind of gave me a shot and let me run with it for a while. So I would say a lot of gratitude.
You made the most of it. So you need to pat yourself on the back
for
that, at least.
I'll say that I managed so far to make the most of it for sure. But, I mean, I think the fact that a chance was offered in the first place is what I'm grateful for.
Do you think you have your life, you're in, like, if you never get discovered by the fan, if you're never on their radar, do you think you are in the same place in life?
No.
No?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Do you find Alex? Do you have Lennox?
No. Mm-mm. I might have moved, like chased a job somewhere else. I don't know. No, but I don't think I would have.
Do you think the job helped you find Alex?
She knew who I was somehow.
Because of radio?
She was aware of me to some like small degree at least before then. Like there was,
and that wasn't a turn off. It might have even been a turn on.
I mean, Twitter is a cesspool now. But like the story of me meeting her is like randomly being in here one day when I was still on 10 to 2, and I don't know. She was cussing about the Penguins, which is standard for Alex back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Craig, because he was producing Starkey's show as normal, I was like, if that's who that is, I would like to get her opinions on sports. But I did not like pursue it creepily. Like she
did
was,
you slide into DMs?
She was already following me. That's where the fan part of it comes in, I think. She was already giving me the follow.
Mm-hmm.
There was not even, it took me weeks to even consider sliding into the DMs. Like, I think I slid into the public mentions, because that's a lot safer. And then you have, like, a little DM, you say, hey, come to this house party, bring your friends. And I think that helped me out.
And she would not have come over to your party if you weren't Chris Mueller, the radio star.
I think there's this idea that I am not going to be like some sort of serial killer. I'm a random guy on the radio.
Okay, so this has come full circle. On Valentine's Day, you are giving the fan at least partial credit for your marriage.
Correct.
See, mine is the exact opposite. The fan almost got in the way of me getting married to Amanda.
How?
So we were both single. We were both on a dating website. And I had sent her a message, and I had used sports. She had put in her bio that she was a big baseball fan, and so I had used that as the icebreaker. The Pirates had just, I think, released Garrett Jones.
Oh, every great relationship starts
and
this
so
way.
And so I said something, you know, glib to her, like, you know, you're probably going to miss watching that guy play. I don't know.
Boy, man, you are smooth as silk.
Implied the implication there being he was handsome. I don't know. Just something so stupid like that. And she must have been very desperate. And so she got back to me. And we started talking and texting. And eventually were about to go on our first date together.
And?
Her dad's a huge sports fan. So
yes, he is.
She, at like, you know, he's a P1. Which is radio terminology for loyal listener. And so she says to him, I'm going on a date with somebody from the fan. And I think the exact quote was, I hope it's Mueller and not that a-hole Filippone.
I kind of had a feeling you were going down this route.
So the fan was almost, the radio station tried to get in the way of us.
And her dad preferred me to you.
I think anybody. I think Tab Douglas, he would have sufficed at that moment. I think I was, your power rankings from earlier, I think I was dead last.
And
so I had a Mount Washington to climb.
And you did.
To get into the good graces of him.
I've seen you interact with your father-in-law.
And her.
It's great. You guys have a great relationship.
And she's a daddy's girl, so I really was up against it from day one. Thanks to 93.7 The Fan.
See, that is... I never knew that story about you.
You were preferred.
See, I like to think that I have tried to evangelize anybody that has been, for some reason, maybe that long clip of the Pirates getting beat in 1992, among other things. I like to think I have evangelized people to your talents, your hard work, your dedication to this craft, because people should know that they're very lucky, and I'm not saying this to be facetious, that they've got you in this town.
Mm-hmm.
You're good enough... Now you're pulling a Mueller, and now I can understand...
I didn't say anything!
Well, you're kind of getting... Now I can understand how annoying I must be when I can't take a compliment. You're a national talent. You know this. You're doing national shows. You're phenomenal. We're lucky to have you here. Your dedication is unmatched in this town.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. One of the things we did this week was have Zach Banner in studio, and he played with the Browns 2 years ago before coming to the Steelers. So he knows Myles Garrett. He knows Myles Garrett. He knows Mason Rudolph. He was there in Cleveland, obviously, when that incident happened last year. Well, as you probably heard today, Myles Garrett doubled down on his racial slur allegation against Mason Rudolph. We'll play that for you. You'll hear Zach Banner's thoughts on it, and you'll get our take on what Garrett is doing today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.